This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Democratic Representative Jason Crow says he's still processing the end of America's 20-year war in Afghanistan. The former Army Ranger says U.S. service members should be commended for evacuating 120,000 people despite trying circumstances. Now he says the focus needs to be on getting American citizens and Afghan allies left behind.
Just because it's challenging doesn't mean that we shouldn't do it. We have the moral obligation to make sure that we're getting our citizens and the Afghan partners out.
Crow also introduced a bill today that would make the resettling process easier for Afghan and Iraqi special immigrant visa recipients. Family and friends reflected on the life and legacy of former Colorado Governor Richard Lamb today at his memorial service at Wings Over the Rockies. One friend, Bowie Sewell, described the way Lamb advocated for Colorado during his 3 terms as governor.
He was Colorado's friend. I would say the best friend that this state ever had.
Lamb was known for his sharp intellect, short temper, and love of debates and policy discussions, but perhaps was best known for opposing the 1976 Winter Olympics coming to Denver. Lamb also sponsored a state law allowing abortions in certain circumstances years before the Roe v. Wade court decision. Ozone levels along the Front Range are expected to stay at an unhealthy high through tomorrow. It includes Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, and Greeley. You're listening to CPR News.